Good evening. Come on in and find a place. We need to get started. So glad you're back tonight. As was announced this morning, this evening's going to be a time of praise and prayer together, and then new members at the end of our service. We like to do these a couple times a year if we can on the calendar, just an extended time of singing and a time for some corporate prayer together, praying together in some groups at the end. And so we're looking forward to tonight. As is typical, we like to follow what's called the ACTS model. A stands for adoration, then there's a time of confession, and then thanksgiving, and then we end with supplication. And that supplication time is when we'll have groups praying together. But we're going to begin with a time of adoration now, and let's stand together. We're going to sing, and then Pastor Tom will come pray for us.
Only counsel to the Lord. Who can question any of his words? Who can teach the one who knows all things? Who can fathom all his wondrous deeds? Behold our God, seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore. Of sinful man, God eternal, humble to the grave, Jesus Savior, risen now to reign. Behold our God, seated on his throne, come let us adore.
Father, we confess to you what we have sung is true. It is the cry of our hearts. It reminds us, O God, that you are worthy of our adoration because you are great. You are seated on your throne. The heavens, your throne, the earth, your footstool. You reign over all things. Lord, we are amazed by your greatness. Lord, we comprehend so little about truly the greatness of your name and power. Lord, we are in awe of your holiness, that there's no one like you, that you are completely transcendent, exalted in purity, exalted in majesty and greatness, beyond our even imagination. Father, we acknowledge that you are sovereign over all things, that there's not one stray molecule in your universe, that the earth is yours and all it contains, the world and all who dwell in it. Father, even as we celebrate your greatness, we adore you, we praise you for the reality of your goodness. Even as we have sung together, you are on your throne, but from your throne you gave the command of grace to send your Son to save us. Father, we thank you for the reality that not only are you perfectly holy and just and righteous, but you are also good and gracious and merciful. And because of your love for us in Christ, you are for us. And nothing that can happen in this life will ever separate us from that love. Lord, we truly, from our hearts, adore you, your perfect, gracious character. And we exalt you with our praise. Lord, even as we contemplate these things, we feel so inadequate to understand you, certainly, but even to express our praise and adoration for what we do understand. But Lord, you know our hearts. You know all things. You know that we love you and we adore you for your greatness and your goodness to us. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tom. Our God is worthy to be praised. And as we turn to a time of confession, we want to stand and sing together again. Let's stand, and then we'll take a time of prayer and confession. Come thou fount, come thou King. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious song, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon, it, mount of thy redeeming love. I was lost in utter darkness till you came and rescued me. I was bound by all my sin when your love came and set me free. Now my soul can sing a new song. Now my heart always with me, and I'll never be alone. Come thou fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your bride to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. Come thou fount. Come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your bride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily to be. Let thy goodness like a feather bind my wandering heart to me. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above. Come thou fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your bride, to you we sing. Come thou fount of our blessing. Come thou fount, come thou King, come thou precious Prince of Peace. Hear your bride. Thou fount of our blessing. a seat. During this time, we'd like to give you a chance to privately talk with the Lord, personal confession, and just a warning. It's going to be quiet, and that silence feels like it's going on forever. We're planning for about 5 or so minutes, but just enjoy the private time and silence between you and the Lord, and then Pastor Jonathan will come and close this time out.
Our Father, as we have gazed at your greatness and your holiness, and it's only right that we reflect on our sinfulness. And Lord, we come humbly acknowledging that we have not viewed you or treated you as you deserve. Lord, when we should be consumed with and love you with all of our heart and soul and strength and mind, we have allowed other affections to take the place that you alone deserve. Lord, we have loved ourselves and our own comfort and pleasure, and we've loved the things that we delight in and desire more than you. And Lord, we confess that we so often have neglected the worship that is you deserve, both in giving our full hearts to the singing of praise to you corporately and the focused attention of your word, and privately in our lives, we have lived in ways that do not reflect the reality of all you are and all you've done for us. Lord, we recognize that our sin is displayed in breaking the commands that you have given us, Lord, commands that should shape our attitudes, trusting you and living with humility and joy and peace, and commands that relate to our speech, how we talk to and about others, and commands related to our conduct, the way that we live, the things that we do. And Lord, we have sinned against you because we have not done all that you have commanded us to do, Lord. We are sinful people, and we come acknowledging that reality, and we come humbly desiring to both turn from that sin and to be washed, to be forgiven. Lord, we thank you that it is because of Christ that we can come to you, not in fear, not coming before a judge wondering what sentence we will receive, but we come to a loving Father, a Father who is eager to shower mercy and grace upon us, who promises that when we confess our sins, you are faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we come, Lord, hating our sin and desiring to live in greater conformity to the image of Christ. And yet we come with great gratitude and with much hope because of our Lord. And so, Lord, we ask that you would forgive us, that you would cleanse us from our sin, and that you would fill our hearts with praise because of your amazing grace and mercy to us, that we would sing out with joy and with thanksgiving. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jonathan. Aren't you thankful for the Lord's forgiveness of our sins? No, you're not. I'm going to need a little more energy and excitement and gratitude. Are you thankful? Because we're going to sing about it right now. Let's stand together.
How faithful the Father above, and how wondrous the work of the Son. How sweet is the Spirit given to us. How great is the greatness of God. Song away, even in evening, my praise goes on forever. My God is the same. How faithful the Father above, how wondrous the work of the of the Son. Spirit given to us. How great is the greatness of God. His presence is all that I need. Power that brought resurrection life, that power is living in me. That power is living in me. How faithful, Father above. How of the Son, and how sweet is the Spirit given to us, how great.
Let's pray together. Our Father, as we consider your goodness, we are truly overwhelmed. Lord, we remember that before we came to Christ, before you showed us the glory of the gospel, that we still enjoyed your goodness. Lord, you filled our lives with good things. You gave us life as a gift. And you filled our lives here with good things, with good food and friends and homes and, Lord, the comforts of this life. You gave us so much. You sustained our lives. You kept our hearts beating. You allowed us to enjoy these things with the senses that you gave us. But Father, we confess to you that before Christ, like all men and women, we neither gave you glory nor were thankful. But Father, we're so grateful that you changed us, that you gave us a new heart. And so, Lord, we thank you first and foremost for the Lord Jesus Christ, the indescribable gift. We give you thanks. We thank you that you sent him to live the life you had commanded us to live, but we had so miserably failed to live. Lord, we thank you that then you allowed him to stand in our place, to absorb your justice and wrath for us. That you raised him from the dead, putting your seal on his work, that he is accepted, and in him we are accepted. Father, we thank you that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank you that you have guaranteed our future, that surely your goodness and your steadfast love follow us all the days of our lives here, and we will dwell in your house forever. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your character. Even as this psalm we've just sung reminds us, Lord, we thank you that you are compassionate, that you look on our suffering not with a hard heart, but with true compassion, and you act to alleviate that suffering. We thank you that you are gracious, that when we deserve your justice, you treat us not only differently than we deserve, but exactly the opposite of what we deserve. Lord, we thank you for your patience. How many times have we been slow to learn? Have we forgotten the lessons you've taught us? And you've been incredibly patient, long-suffering. We thank you, O God, for your steadfast love, that you truly set your love upon us in eternity past, and your love spans our lives here and will usher us into your eternal presence, and nothing will ever change the reality of your love for us. Lord, everything around us changes, but you never change, and your love for us never changes, and we give you thanks. We thank you for all of the blessings that come with Christ, for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, for the reality that you sustain our lives, you protect us from the harms and dangers of this life, you bring us through those things, you are with us in the midst of the valleys and the difficulties, and that you are at work ultimately to usher us into your presence. And Lord, we thank you that this life is not all we have. As wonderful as it is, we thank you that this is just the prologue of the real story of our lives, that we will be with you eternally in a new heavens, a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Father, our hearts are filled with true thanksgiving now, because of what you have done. And we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tom. We're going to turn to a time of supplication now. I love the words of this old hymn. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Let's stand together as we sing.
God in prayer. And oh, what peace we often forfeit. And oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
Christ, our wisdom, be our glad.
time that we want to have some group prayer together. We all have stuff going on in our lives, and it's a blessing to have others praying for us. And so for the next 10 or 15 minutes, just get with two or three people there around you. Take a moment to just introduce yourself, share what that is going on in life, and get to praying. A lot of times with this, we take the whole time talking and sharing and getting to know each other and making connections, talking about the World Cup. That's not the point of this time, okay? This is to get to know how you can pray for one another, and let's pray. So go ahead and get together with groups. You can be seated then once you're settled.
Let's close this time praying together. Let's pray. Our Father, we do thank you for the privilege that it is to bring our cares and the cares of others before your throne of grace. Thank you that you are a God who is eager to hear, a God who is wise and loving and gracious and powerful. And so we come bringing our supplications, knowing that you hear and you will respond. And we do ask these things to be done according to your will, Lord, that you would work according to your perfect plan as we know you will. Lord, we thank you for our church, and we pray for our congregation as a whole, that you would help each of us to be faithful Christians in every aspect of our life, and faithful church members. Lord, might we each exercise the gifts you've given to the building up of the body of Christ here. And we thank you for the privilege that you've given us as a church to have influence even beyond this local body through our church plants. We pray for Northlake Bible Church. We pray for Parker Bible Church. We're so grateful for the work that you're doing in each of those churches, and we just continue to entrust them to you. Pray that they would remain faithful and that you would just continue to knit them together in love and use them in their communities for the sake of Christ. We thank you for the missionaries that our church supports throughout the world and the ministry that they're engaged in, and we pray that you would give them stability of faith and steadfastness, perseverance. Lord, we pray that you would provide encouragement to them and that you would bear fruit through their ministry as they seek to be faithful in the proclamation of the gospel and the equipping of saints, the training of leadership. And we pray that our church would be faithful to hold the rope well for them, to partner with them. And Lord, there's so many other things that we could come bringing to you. And we pray that you would help us to be faithful as a church, to pray regularly and faithfully for one another and for the ministry of our body and beyond. Lord, we are grateful for this time, grateful to be able to spend time singing to you and singing to one another, exhorting one another through the words of the songs that we've sung and stirring our hearts to greater love and devotion to you, and thankful for the time to pray together, to bring our requests to you. And so we give you praise and thanks in Christ's name. Amen.
Well, it's been a wonderful evening, hasn't it? Let's try that again. It's been a wonderful evening, hasn't it? Yeah. Well, before we leave tonight, I have one more thing we get to do, and that is to welcome some new members. So I'm going to call your names, and I'm going to ask you to stand when I call your name, and then when I move on to the next folks, you can have a seat, and we'll welcome them all at the end. But let's go through some folks who are joining with us. We're so grateful that the Lord is doing this. First of all, Busalami Adara from Plano, performance engineer for Bank of America, has been coming for 2 years. Avery Allen from Colleyville, hairstylist at Elixir and Deviate Salon, been coming for 5.5 years. Aubrey Anderson from Roanoke, dental assistant, have been coming for 21 years. Stephen and Rachel Belisle. From Kennedale, Stephen is self-employed. Rachel is a stay-at-home mom. They have 5 children, Luke, Lydia, David, Anna, and Noah. Been coming 3.5 years. Sahaya and Susie Bennett from Roanoke. Sahaya is information technology director at Sendera Pharmacy. Susie is a business analyst for Fidelity Investments. They have Nathan, who's with them still, and 2 adult children. Been coming for 2 years. Annika Bigelow, may recognize that name, Fort Worth, serves as a nanny, been coming for 22 years. And Claire Bigelow from Fort Worth, teacher at Cap Rock Elementary School, been coming for 24 years. Joel and Mibel Bisogno from Northlake. Joel is a personal trainer leader. Mibel is a stay-at-home mom. They have 3 children, Marcella, Mauricio, and Mateo, been coming for 7 months. Brooke Bullard from Keller, supplemental instruction leader at TCC, been coming for 10 years. Gertrude Cerrone from Keller has 2 adult children, been with us for 7 months. Joel Fresnido from Justin, revenue cycle specialist with Texas Health Resources, married to Mary Jean. They have 1 adult child, been coming for 1.5 years. Candy Hawkins from Mansfield, Labor Relations HR Manager, been coming for 7 months. Alicia Isom from Watauga, Physical Therapist, been coming for 6 months. Evan and Jessica Jackson, also from Keller. Evan is an engineering manager. Jessica's a stay-at-home mom. They have 4 children, Sarah, Emma, Henry, and Jacob, and 2 adult children, been coming for 10 months. Robert and Diane Knight from Fort Worth, both are retired. They have 1 adult child, been coming for 2.5 years. Katie Logan from Flower Mound, office assistant for Lux Chiropractic, been with us for 1 year. McCall Milton from South Lake, a student at TCC, and coming for 17 years. Roger and Gayla Prather from Hearst. Roger's retired from the city of Roanoke, and Gayla's payroll manager for Whitley Penn, been coming for 18 years. And Preston Shanks, North Richland Hills, a business owner, been with us for 7 months. Now, let me ask all of you to stand back up. All of you, I called your names. Stand back up where you are. Just for a moment, let's welcome all of them, can we? And now I'm going to ask all of you to stand, all of you if you would stand, and here's what we're going to do. I'm going to pray, and then Seth's going to lead us in a closing song, and while we're singing, if you are a new member, and I called your name a moment ago, while we're singing, grab your things and head over here and see Josh on the way out, and he'll let you know what to do from there. We're headed down to the gym, and then the rest of us, let's sing together, and then all of you are invited down to the gym for a little reception to welcome them, and you'll want to come because we're having root beer floats, all right? So let me pray, and we'll do that. Father, thank you so much for your kindness toward us. Thank you for the evening we've enjoyed. Lord, for the privilege that you have invited us, mere creatures on whom you set your love, to enter your presence in prayer. Thank you for that joy and privilege. Father, we thank you as well for this church. And Lord, none of us takes credit for what you have done here. It's the work of your word and your spirit, and we give you thanks. Thank you for these you have brought here and drawn here in various ways to join with us, to be a part of this local expression of the body of Christ. Lord, encourage them through the ministry of this church and strengthen the ministry of the church through the gifts you've given them. Lord, we pray that you would continue to put your hand of blessing on this place. Help us to be faithful to that end. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Sing together. just, we'll see you down in the gym.